Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I'm really excited because we got a very special guest in studio, and it's something that I believe you listeners out there need to listen up, because it's something that has to do really with the economy and how maybe it can solve some issues, some problems you may have had, but maybe the time has come that there's some solutions. Mark Israel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. As Dave said, my name is Mark Israel. I'm here representing Biltmore Loan and Jewelry, a new startup business in the Valley that has come about because we truly have a belief that everybody gets up in the morning and they need two or three things to get through the day.
Is one of them coffee?
One of them's coffee first thing in the morning. The other's iced tea in the afternoon.
There you go.
And the third thing is money, so you can buy those two things.
You know, that's important, especially if you go to Starbucks, because you got to put a mini down payment to buy some of those things.
Right.
We got a Starbucks right behind us. Did you know that?
I noticed that, and I remember a great line from, I don't know. I can't remember the comedian's name. Jackie Mason said that he couldn't believe in this day and age people actually stand on a line in 20 minutes to spend $5 for a cup of coffee.
I know. It is amazing, isn't it?
It was a great routine in one of his shows that I saw.
And it's a reality. And
right.
Do you go to Starbucks?
I got involved in the coffee business in 1981 when a coffee was a nickel a cup.
Oh, my.
That's a lot
different.
Right. But that was a past life. Today's life is that our company has created an environment for people to come and get money. It's an essential part of life. It's an essential part of getting through the day. We're making it easy for somebody to get this commodity. We are an upscale lending facility that really offers an alternative to the banks that are not giving or lending money in this day and age. Our economy is such that, you know, people still need to get money, but the biggest asset they had over the years was their home.
Yeah.
It was their real estate. Today, you can't go to the bank and get that second mortgage or the equity line. We're making a facility in a private upscale environment available to the person that needs a short-term loan, a bridge loan, a need for money just for a temporary situation. So that's our business model.
You know, which makes sense, because I agree, you know, look, the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, with the housing market just collapsing as along with the banking and the whole economy, alternatives are important, because lenders traditionally have been very tough, and now they're even tougher in terms of underwriting. And you don't even have collateral, like you said, in your home, so you can't use your house like you used to.
Right.
And this is really unique, I think. And what I'm impressed about, Mark, is I'm looking at your brochure here. This is very classy. This is upscale. This is something. And anytime I see upscale, I immediately think, like, hey, the owners put their heart and soul into this. They made it in a sophisticated way, which equates to me as trust. And I think that's important, that people trust who they deal with.
Right. In our business is we created an environment where we want people to feel comfortable with us as individuals, our expertise. The team that we brought to this business have 30 years of either business experience, CPA experience, as well as asset evaluation. One of the partners in the business comes with 28 years of experience in the diamond and jewelry business. What we're creating is an environment where somebody could come to us with their asset to borrow funds on a 90-day period of time, 120-day, whatever feels comfortable for them. They're bringing to us their valuables, something that they've earned, something that they feel is a keepsake. It's a diamond ring. It's an elegant watch. It's a Ferrari car. It's a gold pendant. It could also just be gold bullion, as people believe that there are a lot of gold hoarders out there. They believe gold will be $2,000, $2,200, and they might just need the money to borrow. So we've created a business model where we lend money on valuables, on assets, where the bank will not lend that money. Over the years, the banks lent money on real estate.
Yeah.
The real estate isn't worth what it was 2 years ago, 5 years ago. They need to still get those funds. The credit card companies aren't giving away the cards anymore. The banks aren't lending. And you can't even go to your brother-in-law or uncle because they might be in the same type of situation.
And you can't even go to Las Vegas for a free buffet anymore. Remember the days of free buffets? You can't even do that.
I remember too many days in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was good stuff. So this is an alternative. And let's clarify this. It's when you say keepsake and things that, you know, probably have meaning to people, you're not necessarily selling these things. You're using it as collateral for a loan, correct?
Right. We're a collateralized lending company that takes more upscale, higher-end assets. And when we're talking about that, somebody comes into our private discreet offices on North Scottsdale Road in an elegant environment. They feel comfortable with our expertise. They feel comfortable with our staff, totally private. And they bring that asset that they're attached to, and they don't really want to let it go. So they come in, we evaluate it, we give the highest cash to value ratio in the state, and then we lend money on a short-term bridge loan type of situation. And they can use those funds to do what they want. It's, as I said before, it's totally private. There's no reporting to credit unions. It's a lending institution without all the requirements of a bank environment.
So tell us about the process then. So if someone came in and let's say they had a diamond ring, for example.
Perfect example.
Yeah, diamond ring. And, you know, when people think of going to a lender, you think of mounds of paperwork. That's what I think of. As a CPA, I know how much paperwork lenders can make you go through and sign. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But how about your process? How is that different? How is it similar?
Our process works in that once somebody hears about us, and that's our challenge in today's environment, to get the word out that we have an alternative source to get funds other than a bank.
Yeah.
So when they hear about us, hopefully through this radio interview or through our website, which is www.biltmoreloan.com, or word of mouth, which is that's becoming one of our best means of advertising, they will call us up at 480-991-5626 and speak to somebody in our office to set up a private meeting. You come to our facility on North Scottsdale Road, right north of Indian Bend, and we have a predetermined time. You come in. It's a private environment. Looks like you're walking into a CPA firm or a bank office or a financial advisor's office, and you bring your asset with you. At that time, we will probably talk to you on the phone first to get an idea whether it's a piece of artwork, whether it's a title to an automobile, whether it's a diamond ring, what type of watch it might be, a Rolex. And then we will do a little research before you get there to have in our mind what that asset might be worth. It could be a piece of artwork. Then you bring it to us. We look at it. We make sure that the model is what we thought it was. And then we will come up with a value, a cash to value.
And how long does that take? Do you do it right then and there?
Right then and there.
Really?
The whole process probably won't take 40 minutes.
See, that's amazing because that's why I said, you know, with lenders, it could take so long. And plus, you got to go through all this paperwork.
Ours is very, very user-friendly. The asset's brought in. It's evaluated. An offer's made. It's accepted. There's paperwork to be filled out. The price, the amount of money that we lend on is agreed upon. Then at that time, money's actually transferred into the borrower's hand, and a 90-day period of time begins. Obviously, there's interest because we're all in business to satisfy, you know, certain requirements. What the borrower is getting is instant cash. What we're getting is an asset to hold for that person so that it's secured. Everything's insured by Lloyd's of London, and it's safe, and the individual knows it'll be there when they come back to get it.
So that's important to make sure. it's safe and insured, that gives comfort, I suspect, to your clients.
And that's part of the overall experience. It's a comfortable experience. We try to make it a fun experience. They get to see this bald head and a beard. And, you know,
if I had a beard, you'd be talking about me.
Right. So. Everyone gets a Starbucks card when they walk in the office, too. It's painful. It's saying that I need money. But we all need money in today's environment.
Now, do you see people, some of your clients, often being emotionally attached to like a ring or some jewelry, and it's sometimes hard for them to complete the transaction, but knowing
you see, that point you just brought out is very important. There is attachment to that ring.
Yeah.
There is attachment to that gold pendant. There is attachment to that bar of gold where this individual doesn't want to get rid of it or sell it.
I gotcha. So
that
attachment,
they don't
have
to sell it.
Yeah.
So now we're holding it for them. They're going to get it back in 90 days or 120 days, whenever their need for that money. You know, everyone needs the money for some reason. We're gonna have a provide a solution for somebody to get from point A to point B. So by us providing those funds, they can buy a franchise to a new business. They can pay a tax liability. They could borrow money now, interim, if they have a wedding coming up or who knows what need, and waiting for their tax refund.
Yeah.
They'll get their tax refund in April or May.
Yeah.
If they need $20,000 or $30,000, we're there for them.
See, that sounds really valuable for people that don't think there are solutions. It's always interesting to me that people sometimes get stuck. Often they get stuck, and they don't think outside the box. Now, here's another solution that they don't even have to think outside the box. They just have to listen to the show today, and they're going to hear some great ways you can utilize your services.
Right. There, you know, you think about life, and that's, you know, we all get up in the morning, and we face struggles, we face challenges. And, you know, because of the nature of our world, everything really revolves around money.
I mean,
the most important thing is for all of us to have our health.
Yes.
It makes it a little bit easier to get through the day. But once we have our health and we're getting, you know, on with our day, money comes into play. People have things in their home.
Yeah.
I call it something, you know, we're a cluttered society.
You
know, I'm one of these baby, you know, boomer generation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're all reaching a point where we have too much stuff. So what are we going to do with the stuff? We could either, you know, pass it down from generation to generation, which a lot of people like to do, so they're holding it.
Or give it
or
away.
Or they can give it away.
Yeah.
Or they can, you know, turn it into money. They can turn it into cash.
Yeah.
And in our case, it's immediate cash. Through the process that we do it, within an hour, they're going to walk out of there with cash. Either for, you know, borrowing it, or we even have another side of the business, which is important to the public, and that is we do buy assets.
Mm.
We can purchase the asset from somebody. And what gives us the ability to pay the highest price out there is the expertise that we bring to the table.
Yeah.
The places, the sources that we provide is expertise, and also we know the outlets to get rid of that piece of artwork. We know where to get rid of the piece of jewelry. We know where there's a market for high-end Persian rugs. It doesn't matter what the asset is, as long as it's a little bit on the upscale side, we are either a purchaser or a lender of that product.
See, that's the full range. I mean, that's a nice menu that you have. It gives flexibility. It gives options. Why don't we take a quick break now? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Mark Israel from Biltmore Loan and Jewelry, and we'll be right back for more discussion on really interesting solutions to everyday problems. We'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is exciting because we have Mark Israel in studio, Biltmore Loan and Jewelry. Really unique alternatives to really finding money. I think that's a good way to put it, lending. But people love to find money, and it might be right where they don't even know where to look, right in their own home. And that's something very exciting. Now, you mentioned you can bring in an asset. And I was thinking, like, if you viewed your spouse as an asset, could you bring the spouse in? Would you take a trade?
You know, I've had to actually throw people out of the office. They brought children, which which was tougher, especially when they're getting ready to go to college. I said, I can lend you the money for college. I just can't take the kids as collateral.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're going to probably have a divorce show. So many people.
But speaking of divorce.
Yeah.
You know, one of the niche markets, and our whole business is to try to find the niche markets that require capital or funding or money, and they just can't seem to get it through the traditional sources. Divorce. You know, I'm thank God I've been married 35 years to the same woman, so
wow,
I haven't
congratulations.
Had to, thank you. So I haven't had to go through that situation, but there are people out there that, you know, sometimes get divorced more than once. And they need a retainer for an attorney.
Yeah. Or a settlement, maybe. Even.
Or a settlement. Yeah. I mean, a woman comes in, she's going through a divorce, yeah. You know, as sad as it sounds, but it happens.
It does.
And that nice attorney is going to ask her for a retainer. She might not have the $5,000 for the retainer, but she has a nice piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
She can come to us. We'll lend her the money for the 90, 120-day period of time, whatever she needs the funds for, as an interim bridge loan to get to her solution,
sure.
Which is the divorce in this situation. And at that time, when the settlement's made, she comes back and she gets her asset back. So that's a niche market. It's not one of the more pleasant ones that we have to deal with, but it's a reality. Also in that vein, you know, you think about probate attorneys.
Oh, yeah?
You know, where there's estates that people need money for the taxes to get the assets out of probate.
Yeah.
Here's a situation where we could take, you know, an asset or a title to a car or something of that nature, lend them the money, pay the taxes, and then we get paid back when the assets are, you know, taken out of probate.
So there's just many situations.
It's almost endless. Wherever there's a situation where somebody needs a solution that involves money, we can provide assistance, be it either purchasing of an asset or lending on the asset. You know, there's another concept. I call it uncluttering.
Yeah.
And that is, as I think I mentioned it earlier, the baby boomer generation trying to downsize. You know, people going through their homes and they're going to move closer to where their grandchildren are. You know, they want to move to a condo and get out of their house. And all of a sudden, they're going through their stuff. I don't know if you might be old enough to remember George Carlin's old comedy routine.
Oh, he was funny.
About stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got stuff. So, you know, people have stuff. You know, we can turn that stuff into money for them. You know, so don't be afraid to contact us to find out what your assets are worth. And that's a lot of things. You see these TV shows on channel PBS, the Antique Roadshow, the Pawn Stars, things of, you know, that whole trend is that people want to know what the things that they own are worth. Everybody has a watch. They say, I wonder how much my watch is worth, or how much is that ring worth? And they look at all, you know, we can provide that service in evaluating what assets are worth. Bring the asset to us. We can research it. We can evaluate it. We have experts that know the value of pieces of jewelry, of watches. We can then provide you with what, you know, that product's worth. And then you either thank us for that information, or you can sell it to us, or you can borrow money against that asset.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of people may say, well, what do I really have? But, you know, the other point is you never know what you really have. You should take inventory. And you said that we're the clutter generation. You're quite correct. But also, you may have family members. You know, you could ask the family member, you know, people ask relatives and friends for a loan. However, with this approach, your business model, they could actually say, hey, can I just borrow one of your assets as collateral to get a loan? That's another alternative.
Right. Rather than asking, you know, your brother-in-law for
$10,000,
but you know he has something in a safe somewhere,
yeah,
let me use that for 60 days.
Exactly.
So that is the solution. But going back to a point you made before about knowing what your items are worth.
Yeah.
In today's world, people should always be updating their asset list for insurance purposes.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that bought some gold, you know, 5-6 years ago in some pendant or a ring, and they don't realize how much more it's worth today than it was 5-7 years ago. For insurance purposes, they should have it evaluated. We provide that service.
Hmm.
We actually provide a certificate from a gemologist of what something's worth. And therefore, they can update their schedule for insurance purposes, you know, if, God forbid, something happens in a fire or something of that nature. So there are insurance agents out there that we're trying to get the word out to them that we are a viable source to have their clients come to us for an evaluation of their assets.
That's a valuable service.
It's something that most people don't even think about.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about something you bought 10, 15, 20 years ago that has gold in it and how much more it's worth today than it was then.
Even things that are overinsured, I mean, like houses these days. I mean, I wonder how many people call their insurance agent just from that standpoint. Like, wow, my house used to be worth X, and now it's not, like half
of
it.
Well, they want to burn it down to get X.
Yeah, but you know, that's interesting. I wonder how many people are overpaying on insurance for homeowners.
I actually did do that, I did save some money by getting realistic value of my home.
Yeah, I mean, the replacement costs these days are, what, half of what it may be, what it used to be, depending on the house. But that's very interesting, you know, to be able to have such expertise in-house to be able to make a valuation for whatever reason, whether it's to lend money or for insurance purposes. But what's even more impressive is that you don't have to wait, like, well, we'll call you back in 2 weeks once we value it. You could do it on the spot, you said. That's incredible.
It's the wealth of expertise. The use of the internet is a very viable tool to evaluating things.
That is very cool. Now, give us some other situations where you believe people can relate to. You mentioned something about a restaurant and someone opening a restaurant.
Off air, I had mentioned to Dave that we had a couple that were opening a restaurant in downtown Phoenix. And they heard about us, and they ran into a situation where they needed $10,000 to finish up some of the improvements for the inspectors to come. And it was something they needed the money immediately. So they came to us with their assets. We lent them the money. Within an hour, they were on their way. And in, I think it was 3 months later, they came back, paid the loan back. And they were, you know, from outside the country. And they hugged us and thanked us. And they said, we made it possible for them to open up their restaurant, you know, which enabled them to pursue their passion. And they're very happy and haven't stopped talking about how we made it happen for them.
So not only are you a lender, sometimes you really call the dream maker.
Well, you know, in that's part of, you know, what you have to do in the business world. You just can't be, you know, black and white. There has to be some, you know, human touching and human, you know, spirit put into this to make it, you know, a win-win for everybody.
So I like that approach. I mean, you're really, really, it's way beyond the money, the way it sounds to me. It's really creating, either reducing the incredible burdens of life right now or helping people with incredible opportunities. And
right.
Either way, it's a great service to people to be able to lift the burdens off people.
It's something that, you know, it's hard to describe because, you know, everybody hates the idea of having to admit that they need money for whatever reason. No matter how successful one was in the past or how wealthy one was once, or even if they are now, people run into cash flow problems. Businesses run into cash flow problems. And in today's environment in the business world, where you used to be able to go out and factor your inventory or factor your receivables aren't as high as they used to be. Your inventory isn't worth what it used to be.
And your AR, your accounts receivable may not even be good. Maybe they're over 90, 120 days, maybe longer. And that's not going
to
factor in, right? You had, what, maybe 30 or 60 days. Their ears go up.
So, you know, how do we help the small businessman? We can provide a bridge loan to satisfy their needs as long as they have a personal asset that they can, you know, bring to us so that we can lend them money. Think about the valley here. What happens to the small restaurant owner come June? It's 105, 110 degrees. Business is slow. He has a staff that he feels passionate about. He has a staff that he's loyal to. He has a chef that he doesn't want to lose. How's he going to make payroll for the next 3 months until the, you know, fall comes? We can provide the bridge loan to get him from June until September.
See, that is so valuable. Let's take another quick break, and when we come back and ask more on the business end, that fascinates me, being a CPA, on other ways you can help businesses because they are struggling. A lot of businesses are struggling, but we'll be right back. We're here in studio with Mark Israel, Biltmore Loan and Jewelry. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birenbaum and Spien can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spien, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Mm-hmm. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And we have a special guest in studio, Mark Israel from Biltmore Loan and Jewelry, a company that has alternative financing sources for people and businesses. And off there, Mark, we were talking about other things that you do. You mentioned title loans. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Title loans, you know, one of the biggest asset, one of the most predominant assets that a couple or an individual owns is his car.
Yeah.
So that could be a source of finding extra cash for their needs to provide a solution to whatever their problem is. So if one owns a car or an automobile of any nature, a boat, an RV, a motorcycle, free and clear, they can bring the title to us and we will lend them money on a month-by-month basis. So if you have a car with a blue book value of $12,000, you own it free and clear, we would lend you approximately $7,000-$8,000.
Yeah.
On that automobile, of which then, you know, by state laws in the state of Arizona, believe it or not, they can charge up to 17% a month.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do people do that?
I'm not sure if they do or not, but I know we do not.
No, right.
You know, our rates are well below half that.
Wow.
And we are using that market segment to grow our business because we know that we can be very competitive on rates. We know that there are a lot of people that own their cars. We know that they can get cash out of that automobile to provide the solution to their situation. And we want to be there for them. Part of our business and reason to get up in the morning is, you know, is really to help people and provide the expertise, the evaluation of their assets, be it the car, be it whatever else, and then help them out.
Let me ask you this. I just thought of this as you were describing. You go free and clear. They have to have title.
Right.
What if there's a situation that someone had a, you know, pretty nice RV or automobile, but they only owed maybe $1,000 or $2,000? Could you refinance them out and,
yes,
and then give you I think that's a very important point, because what if, you know, a lot of people may have you know, smaller balances on very expensive cars, for example,
or, and yet,
or
and yet they still need to get cash out of that,
yeah,
asset.
So how would that work? You would why don't you go through the process of that?
That person would come to us with their automobile, with their payment book or whatever is necessary, a payout schedule. We would arrange to pay the vehicle off, then they would have clear title, and then we could lend them the money they would need on the vehicle.
So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good solution there.
It's a win-win for them.
Yeah.
And
it's quick?
It's quick.
Yeah. And so motorcycles, a lot of people have motorcycles out here. That would be a...
And one of the ways that we handle motorcycles, which is a little bit different than some of the other companies out there, is that we do not take possession of the motorcycle.
Oh.
We allow the individual to continue to ride his motorcycle.
Oh, really?
All vehicles, they keep the keys in the car and go wherever they want. And in motorcycles, it's the same.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that would be important. So the key is whether it's free and clear or not, there is possibilities, especially with automobiles like we just talked about.
And one of the other ways that we could help people is if they have an existing title loan now at a higher rate than they're comfortable with, please have them,
yeah,
you know, call us or contact us, and we will be able to assist them in getting out of their current title loan. And they can call me. I'm a workaholic, so and
yeah,
I
what's your cell
I have
number?
A cell number that people can call me at any time. It's 602-469-3396.
469-3396. That's area code 602. Wow, that's pretty impressive. You just gave out your cell number.
I did.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to call you right now.
Okay.
No, you're on the air. They'll say, I'm on the air right now. That's very good. And I think that means a lot to people if you can give your personal cell number out. I think it really shows your sincerity, wanting to help people.
That's true. And people, when I do give that number out, and we do have it in some print advertising that appear on weekends in the Arizona Republic. And they do call over the weekend. They said, I can't believe you're actually working. I said, well, it's something that I have a passion for, and I truly believe that people can use our service and feel comfortable with it. And they're going to get the most value out of their asset. It's going to help them get out of a situation. And it's important, you know, to our business model for us to be successful, but we know we'll help them as well.
You know, I have a question, then I want to get into your background a little bit. But one is, how about credit reports? Do people have to fill out a credit? No credit reports.
No credit reports, no proof of income, proof of title if it's an automobile, and you bring us your asset. It could be a Rolex watch. It could be a diamond ring. It could be a pendant. It could be a tennis bracelet. It could be artwork. It could be Persian rugs. It could be sports memorabilia. It could be a Peter Max poster. You know, our business model is, and I'll, you know, get this out on the table. We're not looking for somebody to come into the office with a knife to get $200. That's not our business model.
Yeah.
Our business model is, you know, we're looking for somebody that has a valuable asset that needs money for, you know, a business venture, to pay a certain debt off, to get free and clear on some credit cards, to build up their credit, because there's no reporting to any credit agencies with our loans. And also possibly give them a down payment on a franchise or a new business opportunity they're going into.
And high-end electronics, right?
High-end electronics.
What would that be? What would you say? How would you describe it right now for people?
A large flat-screen TV.
Oh, okay.
We'll take those. That's not really our sweet spot.
Yeah.
As I said, the sweet spot is the asset that they really might not even know how valuable it is, that piece of artwork.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Antiques, collectibles, those type of
things. Yes, yes.
Because you never know.
Right.
People should go to their storage right now and look, what do they have? I don't know. That
everybody wants to know what's it worth.
Yeah.
And you know, there's another little byline that we use in our advertising, and it was a little catchphrase. It says, if you own it, we loan on it.
Mm.
And we have a website, if you own it, we loan on it.com.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
And it goes into our main website, BiltmoreLoan.com. But that's what it's all about. If you own it, there's a possibility we can lend you money. And that's our goal.
I think that's a good goal. And let's talk a little bit about you. You know, what makes you tick and what's your background? How did just take us chronologically through up till today.
Well, I was born in Poughkeepsie, New York, and if you knew how to spell Poughkeepsie, you got out of elementary school without having to take any classes.
How do you spell it?
P-O-U-G-H-K-E-P-S-I-E.
Wow, you didn't even blink on that.
That's why I got out of elementary school.
So New York, where is that, by the way?
Poughkeepsie's about 90 miles north of New York City.
Oh, really? So in the suburbs?
It's a little bit more than the suburbs. It's up the Hudson River, right across from the Catskill Mountains.
Oh, and I've heard of that.
Yeah, and I was raised up there and ended up then moving to Spring Valley, New York, which was in Rockland County, which is about 19 miles north of the city. Went off to college and spent four lovely years in Connecticut in the late 60s. So I was there during those Vietnam War and the hippie revelation. And
were you at Woodstock?
On my way to Woodstock, got caught in a traffic jam and didn't make it.
Wow. So you're on your way, though.
I was on my way. I was up in, I was working in the Catskills at the time and as a waiter in the mountains, and we never got there, but we tried.
Oh, my.
And went off to New York City, worked in Manhattan in the financial world, became a controller and treasurer of a chain of sporting goods, and somehow ended up in Denver, Colorado. Getting a master's degree in mental health administration under a fellowship from the government.
Did you really? Wow.
And spent about 5 years in Denver, met my wife there, and we moved to Arizona in February of 1981, and we've been here ever since.
That is quite a journey. Now, let's take you back to your New York days, actually. Yankees or Mets?
Brooklyn Dodgers as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, you remember the Dodgers.
I remember my father was a Brooklyn Dodger fan, and he was anti-Yankee.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The Mets probably didn't come in
62.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it is back then. Right. So you a Dodger fan?
Brooklyn Dodger fan?
Are you still a LA?
No, major Diamondback fan.
Oh, you love the D-backs.
Love the D-backs. Can't wait for the season to start.
Islanders or Rangers?
Rangers. Islanders weren't even there then. Yeah.
Not in the
Not in the.
When did they start? In the '80s? Maybe.
I think late '70s, '80s, and always been a big sports fan.
So,
this day, follow every...
Jets or Giants?
Jet fan.
Oh, Jets.
Yeah, Jet fan.
Joe Willie, you remember him?
Yeah. There was a great HBO show on Joe Willie.
I saw that. It was
really
very good.
Good.
I liked it
really
a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
I love those HBO sports specials.
Joe Willie, name it. The most well-known actress he ever went out with.
Anne Margaret.
Yes. I could see you light up on that one. Yes, Anne Margaret. That was interesting.
Where did that come out of here? I don't know. Maybe I just saw the show.
It was on the show.
Right.
Well, at least that's what you're going to say.
Right.
But, all right, so you're a major Diamondback fan.
Diamondback fan.
So 81, you came here.
Yeah, 1981. My wife and I moved here from Denver, and I got involved in the business of manufacturing coffee machines. And then hooked up with China Mist Iced Tea, a great local company, and started building iced tea machines for them and got involved in their distribution business and took over their local distribution. So had a varied business background, and just as a little highlight, and sold those businesses. And in 2001, I patented a baseball hat with a flashlight in it.
Tell us about that. You did tell me that off there
right.
a while back. A baseball hat with a flashlight. Where would you put the flashlight?
Flashlight was in the fulcrum of the hat, and I felt that anybody and everybody, from an electrician to a dog walker, to anybody that needs their hands free, would wear a flashlight with a hat in there, and built a whole business model around it, devoted 4.5 years with more passion than you can imagine. And the one thing I learned, just a little sidelight, and then we'll get back to how this will apply to Biltmore Loan and Jewelry, is that there's a major difference between sales and marketing.
Oh, yes.
And in my day, when I went to college, you learned how to look someone in the eye, have a firm handshake, and ask for an order, and that was sales and marketing. But today's world, they're two different sciences.
Very.
And I'm a pretty good salesman, but I didn't have the expertise in the marketing to get that hat into Tom Cruise's head and the Mission Impossible, open up the safe. And that takes a marketing skill.
Right.
I was able to get the buyers from Cabela's and True Value and Ace Hardware to buy them to put on a clip strip. But to get the sell through, and in sales, the most important sale is the second sale, not the first sale.
Right.
So you got to get those repeat orders. And in Biltmore Loan and Jewelry, our job is to get that second sale. And the second sale is so the customer's happy, they can come back and bring another asset to us, or they tell their neighbor about who we are. And anything in business, it's word of mouth is the most important asset. It's the most important sale tool that's out there.
No doubt. How many? I am intrigued, though, and then we'll take a break after this. How many hats do you have left?
I got 6 of them in the trunk of my car just to show people.
Really?
Yeah.
So you only have 6 left?
Right.
Collector's items.
They are collector's items. You know, I'll have to bring them to Biltmore Loan and see how much they're worth.
Exactly. And when we come back from our break, we will continue our discussion with in-studio guest Mark Israel. Biltmore Loan and Jewelry, a very unique way to actually find the cash that maybe you've been looking for. And we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to 2 amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception.
These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you. If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor, at 602-266-5633 to get started.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac with special in-studio guest Mark Israel from Biltmore Loan and Jewelry. A really unique way to maybe get some things financed, get cash out of certain assets. Now, what's intriguing to me, there's a lot of people that that you could probably help, not just the direct consumer, but, for example, what comes to mind, maybe attorneys, financial planners, bankers. Let's talk about that a little bit. How they can actually help some of their clients by knowing you exist.
That's true. I can use an example. This morning, I was at a networking meeting. You know, networking meetings are a fine way. The way people do business today is to meet other people and word of mouth. So I went to a networking meeting a week or two ago and met an individual that works as a financial officer. And he rents himself out with his partners to companies that are startup or companies that do not have the expertise on board to provide the financial knowledge or services required. But he also helps them raise capital, primarily through the traditional means of working with banks or working with factoring companies for their receivables or inventory. When we had the opportunity to meet at this networking event, and I invited him up to our offices, and he had the opportunity to come this morning. He was, you know, to use the expression, blown away by the elegance, the upscaleness of our environment, the privacy, the discreet feeling that one would get if they had to come in there and get a loan. And we talked about how he's running across so many situations now where his clients can't get that traditional loan from the bank. So thinking outside of the box, he realized how his client could possibly get that interim financing of the $20,000 to $10,000 to $40,000, whatever the figure is, as long as they had the asset or hard collateral that we require to substantiate the loan. So those are the ways we're going out after alternative sources for referrals. And it could be the attorney that needs to have his client get the retainer. It's the CPA that's doing a tax return for an individual that's going to be getting a refund in April or May, and they need immediate cash now for a wedding, an event. Who knows what the reason is? Bankers. I'm trying to network with bankers that have loans on their books now that they're a little nervous about. Mm-hmm. They know the individual has collateral, but they're having cash flow problems making their payments. There's no reason that we can't work and get the referral from the banker to help their client out. I mean, these are just, you know, outside the box thinking, you know, outside the box ways for the professional to help their client, and a means for us to help the individual and for our business to grow. The more clients we get through our door, the better the word of mouth is going to be, the more satisfied customers are going to be out there, and our business can grow.
I like what you said about the banking industry. That's a unique twist to all this because, yeah, they So how would that work if they have some clients they might...
They could just... We don't need to get into details with the banker. Yeah. The banker can just, you know, provide Biltmore loan as an option for their client, and then the client pays the loan back from the bank.
And everyone wins.
And everybody wins. That's the name of this game. We get up in the morning to provide the individual, the businessman, with a solution to his problem. And a lot of problems revolve around money. I mean, yeah. It's a sad thing.
It is.
But it's reality.
There's no doubt about it. And But also financial planners or advisors would be, they're going to know their clients pretty well, what they have, what they don't have. And that's got to be something as well that might be helpful.
Well, we talked about earlier in the segment was that there are a lot of individuals out there that are going to be involved with inheritance taxes, with assets being put into probate. You know, we can provide the solution to get the taxes paid, and then, you know, we could be repaid from the estate when it's settled.
And I would think, you know, this is something I thought of. You know, you mentioned CPAs, that they'd probably be a good referral source as well. But let's say someone just got downsized right out of a job and always had the dream of owning their own business. But they have assets, but they don't have necessarily liquid assets as capital to start their business. This is possibly a solution for people.
No doubt about it. I mean, let's just think of somebody that wanted to open up a Subway franchise, for example. You know, they need to come up with that $25,000 or the $50,000 for that franchise. But they don't want to have to go borrow it from the bank. They get it from us. It doesn't affect the credit rating. Then they can go to the franchisor and get the balance financed for the build-out. We provide a bridge loan, a short-term loan, to assist in any financial situation one might have.
And what's interesting, you know, from this business perspective, if we stay on this part of the topic, starting a business, for example, because a lot of businesses are being started now because people seem to be unemployed and they got to do something. What's interesting is that in a way you can convert a non-appreciating asset possibly to something of a different asset, your business, that could generate income. That's, you know, that's another way to look at this.
And that's definitely true. Another way to look at that is that it could be an appreciating asset that they don't want to sell.
Yeah, so absolutely.
So that they can borrow the funds against that and let it continue to appreciate, which is the situation with gold. A lot of people don't want to sell their gold right now because they see with what's going on in our economy, with inflation, that gold's going to continue to go up.
See, that's a real good point. I like your point, actually, with an appreciating asset, because especially if you think it's going to keep going up, well, you know, when do you sell? So here you don't have to sell.
Right.
And you get to keep the appreciation.
And you get out of your situation, whatever that happens to be. Now, one of the things that really separates us, I feel, from the rest of the players in this field is our expertise in evaluating these assets.
Yeah.
We have a group of people that come from the jewelry industry. They've been around it for 28, 30 years. They know what things are worth. But on top of that, they also know where those products could go if the individual wanted to sell it to us. Therefore, we could pay a higher price. They sell jewelry to places around not only the country but all over the world. And because of that, the outlets they have, we can pay a higher cash-to-value ratio than anyone else in the marketplace.
So that's important. So you have a lot of connections, a lot of contacts, and the more flexibility would seem to equate to, like you said, a better price.
Right. And the key thing is for the individual that's coming to us is they want the highest amount of money they can for their asset, either to sell it or to use it to borrow funds.
So, I know you haven't the business, pretty much a new business right now. But have you seen any type of trends, people wanting to sell versus just collateral?
Most people they really want to hold on to their asset. They don't want to give it up. They have sentimental, value. They have a belief the asset's going to go up in value. There's some sort of desire to pass it on to somebody else in their family. So we have a higher ratio of lenders versus, you know, people that are actually selling us the items. But, you know, just the other day we had somebody come in with a couple watches, and we love watches. Watches.
You do.
There are so many watch collectors out there. That
really?
Yeah. I mean, it shocked me how many people really, really live for their watches.
Really?
And, you know, so if anybody has a watch, they want to know what it's worth, and they think it's a watch that came from, you know, somewhere that they're not, you know, from another
planet
or somewhere. It just fell down and hit them on top of the head. Feel free to call us, and we'll give you an evaluation of your watch.
What's the most expensive watch you've ever seen or heard of?
You know, I can't really answer that.
Yeah,
watches—they're up there.
Is it?
I heard a story the other day about a clock that with a solar panel on. I can't even describe it. And it came in, and somebody purchased it for $7,000, had it evaluated, and we found out that it's worth $265,000. And this was a clock that was just sitting in somebody's closet.
How does anyone know that something like a clock could be $265,000? That's like phenomenal.
That's a true story.
What makes a clock so valuable? Maybe an antique.
It's few of a kind. It's an antique. Oh. It had a solar panel on it to give it its working mechanisms.
Really?
So, but the point of that is, look through your closets, look through your drawers.
You never know if you have a $265,000 clock.
Right. And feel free to call us. Put a plug in for our phone number.
Absolutely.
And that's 480-991-5626. Or go to our website, learn a little bit more about Biltmore Loan and Jewelry. We are, you know, collateralized upscale lenders, as well as we buy jewelry and assets. And that's at biltmoreloan.com.
And I'm going to plug your cell phone again, because I'm real impressed that you're giving out your cell phone. Now I'm giving out your cell phone.
Okay.
602-469-3396. Are there certain hours that they can call you? Night or
anytime.
Day? Wow.
Night and day.
Now that's impressive.
Right. If I don't want to answer, I'll turn it off. But
someone might say, hey, I just found this clock.
Right.
What is it worth? How about a grandfather clock? Are they usually valuable?
We actually can evaluate that. We know places that sell them, so we could assist in getting somebody.
Pianos,
to buy it.
I suspect. Maybe not.
Pianos are a little too big.
Oh, really? How guitars, musical instruments.
Guitars, yes. I'm not a guitar player, but yeah. I know people out there. I have a buddy of mine that he's got guitars that are worth mind-boggling figures. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
More than the clock?
Yeah, more than
a
clock.
Oh.
You know. Now, one of the things I learned recently is that when you know, people see these Paul McCartney or Mick Jagger signed guitars, the guitars aren't really worth much. It's the signature that brings the value.
Well, I would imagine. Yeah, I was thinking, it's funny that we were thinking the same thing. Paul McCartney is the first musician that came to mind, because I think he has a ranch in Tucson.
Yeah, I think he does too. Yeah.
Well, let's give out your contact information. We're at the end of the show already. This is Zoom by, right?
Yes, very enjoyable. David, thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity.
You're more than welcome. And give out some of your website, your phone number again, so people who really want to explore this, they'll have easy access to you.
Please feel free to contact us. We do provide a service. We're passionate about it. We're professional. It's very discreet, upscale. www.biltmoreloan.com. And the office number is 480-991-5626. Feel free to call those anytime. And I thank you for this opportunity.
And your cell phone, 602-469-3396. I'm going to put that in my phone. Anyway, thank you so much, Mark Israel, Biltmore Loan and Jewelry. I'm going to have to come by your office, check that out. Sounds pretty cool. In Scottsdale. Wow, that's a nice place as well. Anyway, thanks again, Mark, and stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Understanding Autism, right up at 3.
on Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spieth relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spieth has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spieth, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.